Thank you, Choosing Arch Darbar. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Lenida Darbus, and my daughter has told me that she lives next door. She told me that she thinks you're coming to our street. So I'm calling to get on a waiting list.
I can definitely check to see if we are available in your area or if we will be here in the near future. Can I get your service address, ma'am?
487 West Saugerties Road, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Thank you very much for that. We have West Saugerties Road number 1 or number 3. What is your
Number 3.
Number 3. All right. Fantastic. It looks like your in-service date will be February 1st as of currently right now. Let me double check to make sure we're able to get that in. I believe we are able to get those orders set up at this time because you are within our 90-day window to actually get service installed. Within 90 days before service is available, essentially. So yeah, we can definitely get you on the waiting list in order to get service installed.
Okay, good.
Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. What speed of internet would you like? We have a couple of options. We have a 1 gig internet or a 2 gig internet.
My daughter's saying one.
One? All right, no worries there. Here. About how large is your home?
Well, it's actually a multifamily. The number one is actually in the same building. It's an old, was once an old inn, and now it's like three separate units.
No, that makes sense.
So it's big.
No worries there. So we do provide you one additional extender. So you can try that. You could try service out with one extender right now. Essentially, if the home is a little bit larger than what you would expect, you can always use that. And if you need to convey service elsewhere, you can request an additional extender. Or do you need any kind of home phone services at this time?
Well, right now we have still have a landline that's with this with the Spectrum still.
Okay.
And so if you can you just send me all the information that you have available so that I can share this with my husband and I mean maybe we'll have the phone with you too, if that's possible.
So you can always choose to add additional features later if you're not aware of what you would like to have. It just getting on the service with just internet right now is perfectly acceptable. And if you do need any kind of information, you can literally just go to archtopfiber.com. All of our relevant information is there.
Okay.
So we can start off by saying no home phone service. And if you guys would like to, have home phone and port in your telephone number, we can definitely do that. You can either give us a call or go online through your account portal to do that at a later date.
Okay, and all the prices that will be on your website.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. For your home, do you own or rent?
Own.
You own. Fantastic. And do you know how you get your utilities, like your power? Do they come from the pole or are they underground?
Oh.
From the pole. All right. And do you get your mail at a different address than where you're expecting to get service?
No.
Awesome. For our records, can you please spell out your first and last name?
First is LYNIDA, Lenida Darbus. D as in Daniel, AR, B as in boy, E, S as in Sam.
So Darbus, Darbes.
Correct.
All right. And what's a good email address for you, Lenida?
Lenida Darbus at gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling me at, that 838-333-0458. Is that a good contact number?
Yes, it's a cell phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. We have a couple of ways we can contact our customers. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Text.
So here at our ShopFire, we can notify our customers via text messaging about important account-specific updates, billing updates, changes to your order, or installation appointments. You can also confirm any of your installation appointments via text, and let me assure you, we're only going to send you information that you request from us and nothing else. Text rates and data messaging may apply. Is that all okay?
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. So, would you like to set up auto pay and paperless billing at this time? You don't have to, especially if you'd like to discuss this with your husband. You can at least sign up for paperless billing. So if you guys do decide to go with an auto payment option, you can set that up before your service is installed to get our discounts. But if you'd like to set that up today, we can definitely do that.
Well, I think we'll want to do that, but we'll do that from my husband has a special account called the house account.
Okay.
I'm not where I can see that number.
No worries. Just so you can get those discounts, I will set you up for paperless billing, which means you will get your service invoices, essentially your bill, via email instead of a paper bill. That way you can still get the discount so you can get those prices down.
Okay.
Alrighty, so I do have a couple of legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we finish off everything else for today. So at the time of your initial connection, our technician will determine the best way to connect your service to our fiber network at the street. They may install a drop cable, the cable that does that connection prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't have to be there for that part of the installation. If required, we'll help to coordinate for that cable may be laid on the ground, and we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days upon placement. If you do have a current service provider, which you specified you do have Spectrum, we ask that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service is installed with us. At that point, you'll be able to call and cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit or call from us to set up a time frame for a technician to come by and pick up the equipment. Any unreturned equipment can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning in its required time frame. For any other questions you may have regarding billing, terms of service, or anything else, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements, your account information, and if anything should happen, pay your bill online by connecting to your Archtop Fiber account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of service, as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including as requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay.
Okay. So how did you hear? But you said your daughter told you about it. Did you get any kind of like mailer or anything?
No, just from her.
Okay. So technically friend, neighbor, landlord. You say she lives like right next to you, so technically she's a neighbor, even though she's family. Actually, is there a family option? No, there's not a family option.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything our installer should be aware of on your property before they arrive, such as a septic tank, buried wires, anything like that?
There is a septic tank, but it's well protected. We do have dogs. They're very friendly, but one is a Pyrenees, so she's a little scary. She's big. but that's the only thing that might be in. She shouldn't be an issue. She's very friendly.
Okay.
Some people are scared of her.
So you do have a septic tank. Even though you are, you said it's well protected, do you still like adding in that there is one on property, so our installers are aware of it? Even if it's not in an area they're going to access, it's still good for them to know. And I did say that there are dogs on the property, but they are the fluffy, friendly kind. So there we go. All right. Do you have any comments for myself or any of our technicians?
No, I can't think of anything now.
Alrighty. Well, Lenita, I've got you signed up for service and you
hold
are
on,
good to
go. Hold on a second. What, Tasha? Oh, that's unlikely. She wants to know about if we have a router, if it's possible it would reach their place. Well, they don't know how far it is. Is that a possibility? That's her question.
Oh, so we do provide an additional extender If the address is different, like if she's in a entirely different house, she would actually have to get her own service. We can't provide a router for to piggyback off the signals.
Pastor, I can't hear you. You have to come in here. Okay, if we have tenants upstairs, they have the same address. Is it possible to give them the extender?
So if they are within your same residential address, you can give them that additional extender and they should be able to use service as well. If they're at a different address, like if they're at number one, they will actually have to have their own service. That it's actually one of our legal questions we've actually answered, and that's per the regulations.
Okay.
So they would, if they have a different address, they will have to have their own service.
Yeah, they have a different apartment number.
Okay.
That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, if they're in a different apartment, technically they do have to have their own service. So.
Okay. I don't hear any more questions coming.
All right. Well, Anita, do you have any other comments, questions, or concerns for me today?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. And as soon as your in-service date does roll around, we'll be giving you a call to get you set up and scheduled for service.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.